Maybe your pops was tops. Maybe your father's a bother. If he's angry and mad or an absentee lad, no matter what kind you had, here's Fuck You Dad.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Fuck You Dad, everybody. This week we got a friend of ours. We go only two ways back. Comedian here in Chicago from North Carolina. It's Tucker Brookshire, everybody.
That's right, baby. I'm here.
Oh. What's going on, Tucker?
I'm absolutely thriving. Life has never been better.
We heard you just got a new job.
Mm-hmm.
Words of a winning man in a dark place, for sure.
Well, not yet, but one's coming. Someone in my family's dying soon.
Okay.
That's how it goes. You know, you can't win without, you know, losing at some point.
Sure. Yes, yes. I always have that feeling, too. Whenever something good happens, I'm like, okay, here, something's coming.
You're like, bring it on.
Yeah. There's a punch waiting to be thrown from the darkness.
Oh, yeah. Every time my mom calls me, I'm like, here it is. Here is the news that's going to shatter my whole being.
You know what the worst feeling is? Waking up to a voicemail.
Yeah.
That is literally
like, oh, God, what is...
Somebody's dead, jail, something. The last time that happened, my buddy Mark got a DUI, and I woke up to a voicemail of him being like, hey, I got a DUI, and I'm in the... He thought I was in a different city.
I would pay top dollar to listen to that voicemail.
Put it on.
Of like Mark.
Oh my God. There's no way I still have it.
Of Mark just fucking sadly saying you got a DUI would... I'm sorry. That'd be hilarious.
That would be the theme song of the pod, to be honest.
It'd be a great fucking time.
So, Tucker, where in North Carolina did you grow up again?
I'm from Charlotte. The Queen City, baby.
The big city.
Home of the baby. Shout out to the baby.
Well, now at least they have a thing going on now in Charlotte.
Yeah, we got some culture coming up now. You know, we got breweries.
That's all anywhere. Have you noticed that's all like they're just replacing the void of like life with craft beer?
Yeah. And like it's like they're always these enormous places that all these absolute douchebags go and hang out
at. That's really all it is.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what are we going to have infrastructure or healthcare in this country? And they're like, no, it tastes like blueberry.
Yeah.
It's like
a Saison.
Yeah. No, it's like an apple ale. What are you talking about? Yeah.
And craft beer is fucking gross too, believe that. And it makes you fat, and the people who drink it suck. And how about that for a couple opinions up top?
I always thought there was a little bit during the pandemic where I was in such a dark place, though, where I was trying to convince myself I wasn't an alcoholic. So I did start drinking craft beer because it just felt like nicer to grab instead of just the immediate cheap beer. Where I was like, no, I'm a connoisseur.
And you're like, I'm only having six, and they're like 12.5%.
Yeah, and you're just hammered. You just have no shirt on the front lawn.
It's like instead of eating Twinkies, I'll eat a cheesecake instead. Yeah, you know, it's that logic.
For sure.
My sort of logic is anything where it's like a majority white behavior is probably bad.
Wrong.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are very few other like groups of people drinking craft beer besides like downright whites.
That's it. And I think it's because they just can't admit they like to get hammered. Like rich white people can't admit that. So they'll just be like, no, I really like the flavor. And I'm like, this is a 15% beer.
And you bought
admit
a
you
flight.
You want to get drunk. Hammered.
You bought a flight.
Yeah. And they're just going to go out and be like, no, I really like it in this goblet. And you're like, just go do shots. You're just 44 and you just want to pretend like you're more sophisticated than you are.
Yeah, I mean, rich people, they can't just like, you know, have a PBR. Otherwise, they feel like, you know.
Pure garbage.
Yeah, they're like, who am I anymore?
Right. So I'm like, what's type of thing that tastes like a shoe?
It's just
ferment an armpit and throw that in a bottle.
Or like people who love liquor, like people who are big into scotch and shit. It's like, you are lying.
Yeah, I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah, it's
and
gross.
Everyone time they just try to pull and they're like, this is like some of the best glass. I'm like, no, it sucks.
Yeah, it's
I like tequila and it's just a burn that gets you fucking hammered.
Yeah, I like tequila because it makes me wild.
Yeah. But I've never been like, let's really sip on this. Let's like study the agave.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always a disclaimer when I've been like, oh, I like this. Or this is delicious. And it's like, it's not actually delicious like Coca-Cola or hot chocolate. You know, it's just like not Wild Turkey 101.
You're just not going to vomit immediately.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't spit it out.
Well, yeah, there's a reason that they mix it with stuff because it tastes
sucks.
Like shit.
Because it's poison.
It is poison.
It's just a poison. And the taste is the only...
Can we talk about poison for a second, Kenyon?
Sure.
Can we talk about... Kenyon peer pressured me this weekend on my birthday party to do poppers.
Oh, come on. Because
I'm a good friend.
That's a good guy.
Yeah, come on. Are you talking about poison? I was trying to save your party. I brought a lot of friends to your party. I brought friends with poppers, the best kind of friends.
Yeah.
Literally
yeah.
trying to save your party.
Well,
Kenny's just bragging that he has gay friends right now.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know what it looked like. It was in a vial that, like, a police, you'd see, like, rolling around in the car of fucking, and on an episode of Cops. That little pink thing.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. That's a very specific reference to a show no one watches anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but
is that and you were sniffing it, right?
Yeah, you get
a little dizzy.
But it was a little funny because you opened the thing. I didn't even know you had actually inhaled it. And then your girlfriend like pulled you aside and asked like, "What is that?" And you were
wildly
high from pop, so you just like literally couldn't have the word. Almost the worst conversation. Like, what is that thing you just took? And you're staring off the distance like, I don't know anything anymore.
Literally. My brain was actively being fried. And she's like, "What did you take?" And I was like, it's called poppers. And she's like, "Is it cocaine?" And I was like, "I said no, I don't know what it is." She wasn't like mad. She was just like,
she was just
interested. What was in the apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, poppers are fine. Who's not doing poppers at one night?
I would rather do a whippet after doing a popper.
Which you said that multiple times, like to sound like I'm a more upstanding guy. Like you're an inhalant snob, which is again, this isn't a conversation we should be having past 16. Yeah. You know, once you get access
That's
to real
thing,
drugs,
though.
You know.
I'm
what
turning
I mean?
27. There should be real drugs. That's kind of what
I was a little bit
disappointed
by.
There shouldn't
be like, hey, we you know, the guy at the head shop was able. We slid him a 20.
Yeah, the problem with whippets is you have to buy canisters.
Yeah,
and nothing good is happening with canisters.
No. People know.
And you
gotta
order. You could order it off Amazon, but the fact I'm not gonna invest $30. canisters and balloons
and then they're taking screwing
yeah and just be like, yeah, the party's here, guys, and just
boy, I went through a real whippets phase. Hey, I love whippets.
25.
Yeah, I partied with all these art school kids in Winston-Salem and they were huge on whippets.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because a couple of them were like, yeah, I'm sober now. Because I didn't really like getting who I was drunk, you know? It's just like, who are you fooling? Like?
You should probably explain what whippets are to the people in the podcast who have like good dads and homes.
How do you explain
it? It's nitrous. So it's nitrous oxide that's like stuck sometimes in like whipped cream containers and in straight up canisters that people put in a balloon and huff.
Huff it.
And it fucking rules, dude.
You get high for, I think, about 6 seconds.
What if we were like officially sponsored by Whippets? The podcast.
We just have a box right here.
Yeah, it's like we do an ad for Whippets. Whippets.
Hey, Joe Rogan used to have fleshlights. Y'all can, you know, that's you can have.
Yeah, we'll have canisters on the pod. Did your mom find your weed? Don't know what you're going to do Friday? Go to Target, get a bunch of whippets.
You can't get them at Target.
Yeah,
I've looked.
Yeah. Are you tired of being in the honors class and you kind of want to burn off a couple brain cells? Whippets.
I've been burning brain cells for years and I'm the smartest guy alive, so I don't really believe it.
I don't believe in this brain shit.
I'm a genius. I'm borderline brilliant.
Yeah.
This is white Kanye shit. You're
I feel like I've been feeling like Kanye West recently.
Yeah. You got that. What was the first thing you bought after you got the new job? What was like the first thing that you were like, yeah, this is what needs to happen?
A new apartment.
Okay, all right. Cooler answer than that. Try. Like, what was your first, like leisurely?
Because
like,
you're kind of a fashionista.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of clothes, I'm embarrassed to admit that. I went and thrift shopped a bunch of stuff because I'm so bad with money.
I'm kind of disappointed you showed up in the champion sweatshirt. I was expecting, like, a gi or, you know.
Well, I had a crazier outfit on, if you want to know the truth of the matter. And then I was like, I just
wish it's calm it down.
The shirt underneath this is Ted Cruz with a gun to his head. How about that? But oh, I felt like I might get
that is a little crazy.
Oh,
yeah, that might
knock the ratings down. So I put a hoodie on over it.
I don't know who's listening. Who's like gonna stop? Because
well,
of that.
Ted Cruz, if you're listening, I'll blow your head off. I got the Secret Service at my door every week. They don't care anymore. That's gonna go through the Google.
It's not good.
that'll hurt the rankings.
I'll just clip that up. Just Ted Cruz. I'm gonna blow your head off. There we go. That'll get people
that
to at least
reel.
Click.
Yeah. Well, you want to go viral at some point, right? Yeah. I mean, being assassinated.
Come on. Someone's got a great joke about being assassinated. It's very cool.
Me and Mike were part with this. Fred were talking about that. That'd probably be like the highest honor going out. Where like someone cared about him enough. To kill him? Like, what was he involved in?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Well, it's like, if you have no money, it's murder. If you got money, you're assassinating.
Yeah. For sure.
It's like, all right.
It's like, oh, man, Kenyon, I guess, was high rolling towards the end.
He's doing all right.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to get assassinated by a can of Whippets.
Yeah.
Go out on top.
Yeah. That would be fun to, like, if you paid somebody to kill you and then you had a suitcase full of Whippet canisters and people are just asking
questions. Oh, my God. I mean, that would be just the funniest crime scene known to man. Just in a Motel 6 full of Whippet. Seems like he just had an Adam Sandler movie in a case full of Whippets.
Yeah. I mean, it was a bullet in the back of your head for some reason.
One of the loneliest things we've ever seen. I guess he rented a motel room to just...
It's like a Whippet deal gone wrong. So you can get them off Amazon.
Go to a head shop for $20. The man had $14 worth of Whippets.
Nobody carries a briefcase anymore is the real story there.
Yeah, if you had a briefcase, then now we immediately know something. There's just some serious nefarious shit up.
You have a guy with a briefcase.
Just a dude with a briefcase. Oh boy.
Shout out to TSA for that one.
Yeah, I mean,
what can't you put on a phone anymore that you need in a physical box that you carry
just
around?
Just straight cash or goods for sure.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I always wanted to have a briefcase. Now it's like your problem.
Oh, right.
Really? Yeah, you know, I wanted to be very important as a child.
I just liked the idea of being able to. You know what I'm saying? That's the way that the box is and everything's neat in there.
Well, you could get a briefcase.
Well, I was saying, as a kid. Yeah. I don't give a fuck now. You think I'm that?
You can also get a fleshlight, but you don't want to be seen with it.
Do you have a fleshlight?
Oh, no. If I had the money, I would, though.
How much are they?
Yeah. It's not a car. Well, you have to make payments.
Can you imagine
making payments on a fleshlight? How sad would life
Somebody's
be?
Somebody's doing when it.
Someone's like, I'm only four away from owning this thing.
They come and repo it.
Someone's like, yeah, oh my God. They pull it off you while you're using it. Like, please, no.
You're calling it her at that point.
I love her. They just. But.
What happened to those? I thought that was going to be the big.
I thought there was going to be certain segments of the population we just never saw again. You get one of those and they just disappear into the ether. Yeah. It's like, what happened to Fred? It's like, he got a fleshlight. We just lost him.
Eventually we're going to have robots and shit. And then it's really, these young teens, I mean, they are so doomed. They're never going to speak to a woman their whole lives.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they should. There should, but wouldn't it be nice if some of those people did just disappear?
Oh yeah,
like the incels, whatever. It's like throw them a robot and then just get them out.
I'm sure that'll stop them.
Yeah. I don't know.
If cranking it to internet porn for 12 hours a day didn't stop them, neither is a robot who will fucking. Never mind. I don't want the incel community. I've already pissed off the Republicans. I might as well keep the incels.
I don't know. You're like hurting people listening to this podcast. What are you assuming? Everyone listens to this podcast.
These Republicans, they'll find you, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Is your dad a big righty?
Oh, no. My dad's a huge lefty.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's like a lefty, but he's got very right wing. Like, he loves guns and motorcycles.
Oh, so he's like cool.
Yeah, he's like rad.
He's just an awesome dude.
Yeah, he rips. My dad rips.
Your dad's just a great hang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really like people, but, you know, he's like very well respected and everybody loves him, you know.
So, but he doesn't like them back?
Yeah, that's kind of his whole vibe.
Okay, so he's kind
of
like you.
Yeah, exactly. Where do you think I get it from?
It's kind of a lot of you. Yeah, people like him, people like you, and you don't like anybody.
And look at me now.
Yeah.
Well, he's like very, he was like kind of like concerned. He was like very religious for a while, and then he became like a big atheist. And now he just like shoots guns and like goes camping and rides his motorcycle.
Damn.
I mean, he's really living, this guy. He's having a great life.
Do you like that stuff? Or do you kind of like? Oh, okay.
I want a fucking gun so bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, on those bad days.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah, probably no.
No.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just based on conversations we had pre-pod, every time, I'd be like, you're a little too over the place.
You know, I already got a belt that I can tie around the, you know. I don't need to make it any easier.
Yeah, we don't need an instant death button.
I'm a gambler too. You know what I'm saying? I put one bad bet on and I'm like, let's get the gun ready.
Yeah, I mean, my dad, even I tell him I want a gun and he's like, no, not for you.
These are for logical people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's going through a very classic sort of like he's been divorced from my mom for like a decade or so, and I think he's just like. He's just doing the things he always wanted to do. And, you know, when you're like an old man and you don't have like your youthful identity anymore, I think you kind of attach yourself to these things. Motorcycles.
Oh, for sure.
Guns, things that make you feel like a young man again.
That's very poignant.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I'm watching them all day like a fucking hawk. Like, what is wrong with this guy? I bet he was a tough husband, but you know, he's not very emotionally open. That's sort of his issue.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Would you get in trouble as a kid?
No, I was like an incredibly good child.
Oh, yeah?
My sister was like sort of a lunatic. Well, you know what it is? It's because I bottled it all in as a child because my family was so fucked up that I didn't want to be the issue. And then the second I left, I became like a complete lunatic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what
you can't escape it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. My freshman year of college, I got arrested like 3 times. I got like 7 drinking tickets. It was like this.
Wait, what did you get arrested 3 times for?
I was like pissing in the lawn of this fucking the gymnasium, and they like locked me up. I was like hammered drunk in the cafeteria, and they like locked me up. It was just
you were just drinking too much.
Yeah, I mean, I was
you were at UNCG.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean,
a prestigious university.
You were at UNCG.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
UNC Greensboro.
Yes, one of the top 5 schools in the whole country.
I went there too. Oh yeah, prestigious man.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's just it's just an expensive community college.
Yeah. Well, you know, looking back, correct.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Brother goes there now, but yeah, for sure, that's where I would have went if I got my life together, and I'm glad I did.
Well, you know, I applied to 2 colleges. It was there in Western Carolina.
I think that was the move.
Yeah. You know, Western seems like you could. That's where they do the whippets.
Yeah. And Western, you don't come back from.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Christ. But yeah, so, you know, I did all this shit, you know, I just went crazy when I left because I was like, I'd never been rambunctious before.
Yeah.
Just wait, you gotta let your kids.
Freshman year of college is really when you make some decisions, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because I was the same way. I went the first year I got to college, I was like, oh, there's nobody. I almost looked at the other students like they were stupid. I was like, you know, nobody makes you go to class. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you can just not go and nothing happens.
Yeah, and you can drink all the time and, you know. And I was like religious for 20 years,
too. I found
weed
when I was a freshman. I started smoking weed, like, all day in my car. I went to school in Fargo.
Yeah. Fargo. Jesus. Like,
yeah.
You've really seen some dark
places. Yeah, dude.
Son of a horror movie.
I didn't know the place was
real. Yeah, I thought it was real. Yeah, I thought it was fictional.
That's crazy. I went to school at Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally,
another TV show.
Yeah. That was the one and only time I've seen a bag of meth.
Mm.
I worked at a pizza place. And my manager was like, I got to wake up a little bit. And he like stuck a knife into the Ziploc bag. And I was like, are you snort? It looked like he came on some ice.
Oh, that is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
He's managing a pizza shop in Fargo.
I love how he's like, well, let me pay attention for this. Pizza shop in Fargo. Eyes need to be wide open for this.
The marinara's got to get out the door.
Come on, yeah. Let me stay up for 36 hours.
I mean, the bar rush was crazy in Fargo because at 2 a.m. all the bars close and we close at 3 a.m. So these absolutely annihilated. I mean, people get for real drunk in that city.
Yeah.
Yeah. You literally have
to. You have to stay alive to make it home. Because if you walk outside, it's so cold that if you're not a certain
you're
level.
You're literally just living it out.
If you're not a certain level of drunk, you will start to freeze.
Where did you go? Where is it?
North Dakota State University.
You went to North Dakota State University? Why?
Honestly, because they didn't require an essay.
Oh wow! See that? I mean, you are a true degenerate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I only applied to 2 schools. They also didn't require an essay.
Right.
I will never write an essay.
Fuck that.
Know that in college I cheated on all my essays. I never once like I fucking took everything off of Google. Not big on writing things.
No,
it was not big on doing stuff.
Yeah, I'm a low
very
effort.
Very anti do. I've always felt like, you know, effort not a fan.
Well, I like I am intensely I put intense effort into the things I really like.
Same, yeah.
But I only like 3 to 5 things.
Yeah, but I think everybody does a little bit.
Yeah,
but most people they don't completely just disregard shit they don't like.
Yeah,
but I think we do.
Oh yeah, that's like comedian 101.
Yeah, it's like no, I just don't do that.
That's why jobs. It's like the concept of working hard at a job is like hilarious.
Oh dude, it's
working
it's
hard
so
at
funny.
A job. Are you? Are you stupid?
And it's like, well, are you guys going to pay me more? You're like, no. And you're like, will you just replace me? And you're like, yeah. And then I'm like, what? This is all money for somebody else? Like, yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, you want me to like it here?
Yeah.
What do you do for
me? To me, it's like when, like, a job interviews and shit, when they're asking, like, why are you joining work? It's almost like asking a prostitute to be into it. You know what I mean? Yeah, where I'm yeah, like, yeah, I'm already yeah, here. I'll do yeah, what you want. Yeah. What? I got to smile and tell you I love you? Come on. Yeah. Just fuck me. Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't care.
But see, I think our generation is really coming around to this concept of hard work doesn't, you know, working hard at these things is just, it's pointless. You know, you to put time into like a career is so silly to me. Not like a career, like, not like what we do.
Yeah, not like talking into a microphone in front yes, of the PBR.
Yes. But to be like, you know, like an account manager at Yelp and to like show up every day on time yeah, is like beyond ludicrous to me.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
For people that couldn't care less fundamentally about you.
Yeah. And they're literally, they're actively trying to get rid of you yeah, at all times.
There's like, yeah, there's just some guy whose job is figuring out how to automate your job away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But my job that
oh,
I'm
we're
at
gonna
now.
Go.
All right, yeah, actively, I mean, probably actively trying to write a computer program
oh,
to get
yeah,
me out of there. You yeah. Know?
Oh, Andrew, your gang's right. We got like 2 years left.
Oh, yeah.
Of like jobs oh, I'm yeah, able to do. You know,
my dad was, he was a fucking brick mason for 30 years.
Wow.
And I was like, I would just see that and I'd be like, there's no way this guy wanted to be that when he was like a young kid.
Yeah.
And my dad would always write and shit. He would like write novels and shit. And I was like,
whoa.
This guy is laying brick during the day and then coming home and doing like some like creative shit because you know he's desperately trying to get out of this.
Yeah or he wants to do something fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, well, it's not like laying bricks. You're like, well, that was a good day of laying
yeah,
some bricks.
Well, you know, I bet part of you get like, you become like a craftsman and shit, yeah, but like you don't want to be on your knees slinging concrete
yeah,
for fucking 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. That was like, that's when I was a kid, I just knew. I was like, well, I'm never going to do what he's doing. And I think he told me the same thing. He's like, don't do this shit, you know?
Right. I felt the same way about my dad just because he's like a super scientist, you
really?
Know? And I never had any inclination of like being doing science or studying yeah, science. Did you say we know?
Yeah.
What is
it? Yeah, I know. I like how you're like, I chose not to get into science. I'm like, nah, bruh.
So, you know, North Dakota State.
Yeah. Sort of it's like, I think even if you tried your hardest.
Sort of the MIT
yeah,
of the Dakotas.
Yeah.
North Dakota State. Yeah, what kind of scientist is your dad?
A mixologist is the only scientist. Yes. You could possibly
yeah, he has a doctorate in infectious disease, so
oh,
he deals with
he's like, he's the one who's behind it.
Wow, your dad is fucking Fauci.
Yeah.
He has a British accent and
wow,
stuff. He scares people.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It is. It was a pandemic, and it is a fake virus. kidding. Actually, I don't know. I think it might have been planned, but you know, for another podcast.
There you go.
That's for the Patreon.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's live from the bunker in the Patreon. we talked to Tucker's dad. See what all these guns are about, because he knows something. He's up to the truth. All right.
So we ask everybody this. Do you have like a time where, what was like the angriest your dad got at you? Like, did he ever catch you doing something? Jerking it, smoking pot. Those are our two most common, I feel like.
No, I mean, he caught me doing both of those. He didn't really care, to be honest. You know, one time we were on a bike ride and this car sideswiped my dad, like on the bike, and he chased these teenagers.
Yeah.
And he chased these teenagers down in his bike, and they were like, went to a gas station. He
found
Are
you him, behind him biking?
Yeah. And he found him at the gas station. He pulled him out of the window and like screamed at these little kids.
Wait, what do you mean he pulled them out?
Like they were parked in the parking lot.
And
he pulled the driver out of the seat and put him on the concrete and yelled at him. It was like, you almost killed me, blah, blah, blah. And that was like the only time I've ever seen my dad like truly angry.
I mean, that's pretty big angry.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy went Clint Eastwood a little bit.
But it was never
you know? He popped that bottle. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
He was like, I've had this stored up. I've got my fucking bullshit son behind me. And you're trying to kill me, dude? I'm going to, yeah.
One time my mom came home drunk and he just, and you know, they were things weren't going well. And he was just like, they just were screaming at each other. He's like, what the fuck? You know,
also, I feel like so much of my child is just two people screaming and then just me in the back, like awkwardly, like, I don't know what to
do. Yes.
You know,
yes,
like, you know, like when people are saying, yes, you happy birthday and you have this weird look in your face, like, yes, what do I do here? Yeah. Like, it's just that, but with screaming, oh, where you're, yeah, like, huh. You're like, all right.
Yeah, you just got to pretend like it's not. Like, we would just go in, like, downstairs, like, and just
play with, yeah, my dinosaurs. Dude, that face, or, man, sometimes you walk over and you're like, hey, guys, calm down. You're like, more of that. They're like, all right. Yeah. Just sit down.
Then you get in a real relationship and you go, well, I see what they were yelling,
yeah,
about.
Yeah. Yeah. How do they not yell more?
Yeah, this shit is difficult. You, yeah, know?
With some kids,
it's scary.
Imagine
sometimes
having you as a kid with whatever your current or last.
Oh my god!
My parents all the time are like, we're so proud of you, and I'm like, name one thing. Yeah. Name one
whenever
thing that I've done.
Someone says that to me, I'm like, you don't know me. That
yeah, like, you're, you alive, clearly wouldn't be. If, yeah, you knew the shit I was up to, yeah, you would be so disappointed.
Yeah. We're, yeah, very positive people. We started the podcast, I'm like, nothing good ever happens.
You know what's crazy? This is the best my life has ever been, and I'm incredibly positive right now, and I want the whole world to know it.
Hell yeah.
How about that? I feel amazing, and life has never been better.
Good, fuck, man. Yeah, he's killing, that's it. Safe. He's crushing it.
Yeah. I'm winning, you know?
But that's in you. You can pull somebody out of a car window. I want, yeah, you to know that.
Oh, I got a rage in me. I have a deep, deep rage,
okay,
in me for sure.
Yeah. I'm the same way, dude, because my dad was a super angry guy.
Yeah.
And we were talking about parents fighting. It's crazy when me and my girlfriend will get in a fight or whatever, and sometimes I'll get to that level where I'll start a little bit sounding like him. Like, not in a British accent, but I can hear my dad in my own head, and I go, oh, that's what it was. That's what it,
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
It's that, whatever that fucking afterburner of anger into rage, like, that's, it's a genetic thing.
Yeah, and it's never leaving you.
No. You just got to learn to fucking,
yeah,
keep it down.
Well, you know, my dad was
with
also
poppers,
a man of, like,
and
that'll open you up, brother.
Yeah. Stop. I'm not, whatever. Your friends can come over.
Okay. Well, my dad was like a man of like extreme like moral, like he had a very strict moral code, and the only time he would snap is when like when people would cross his like moral code.
That sounds like a fucking cowboy.
That's exactly like what I was about to
motorcycles
say.
Motorcycles, and he's like, "Well, he just had a code that he lived by." Yeah. Well, he got mad when folks outside of town crossed the code.
I mean, that's what it was like. You know? You carry yourself a certain way, yeah, and if, yeah, you don't, he just, yeah, you know. We were coming home from church one day, and my dad was like, "This is at the very end of like being like church people," and my dad was like, you know, he just like snapped because of some shit some guy said. He's like, these fucking people are so fucking full of shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was like, that was the moment I realized like, oh, okay, like my dad can't handle like fraudulent behavior, you know?
Yeah.
I never thought about this.
So your dad's just, yeah, just letting him know.
Yeah.
Just wants people to be real.
Yeah, he's a very real motherfucker, my dad.
Yeah.
He just kicks ass.
Yeah, you won't find
angels,
any.
I don't know. You don't, it's a real. He's like, this guy's full of shit.
You won't find a lot of real people in church, because if that was true, people would just be in there just being like, I'm scared. Yeah, yeah, I'm really funny, scared. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that was the whole. I mean, church was just like, that ruined my whole family.
What, yeah, what church? What
brand of Christian?
I was Southern Baptist for like 20 years.
Oh, that's a rough one.
Yeah. Ooh, it was wild.
Is that rough. Tongues?
There, no, was tongues. Yeah, no, there was,
oh, really,
tongues at one point.
God,
my mom was,
damn,
into tongues at one point. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was crazy.
Where,
yeah,
your mom would just literally start.
She would go to these meetings where these women would sit in circles and talk in tongues to the Lord. But then she kind of eased up when I was like, these bitches are crazy. But
that's good when even the religious people are like, well, this is weird.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
I feel, I'll speak in tongues, but not with those ladies. Okay? They're going way off in that.
I feel
shit.
Like a lot of church, when I hear them talk about like God and stuff, and like he spoke to me and I felt this, it's almost like if you're at a party and everyone got sold like fake acid. And no one wants to admit they're not feeling
everyone's
it. So everyone's kind of, that's kind of what I feel like a lot of churches, where everyone's just like, I felt, you feel the Lord on that one? I felt the Lord on that one. This is some good Lord. This is some,
oh,
fire,
yeah,
Lord.
Dude.
You know what I mean? And like, nobody,
that's
you guys
the
got
whole thing.
You guys got ripped off.
Yeah, yeah,
nobody,
yeah. No one wants to admit
no,
it.
No, 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 there's zero Lord in that bag.
Yeah. Well, dude, and so I went to this church at the end of it, where we were going to this church, like in the, it was like me and four families in the gymnasium of this high school or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like this crazy ass pastor, and it was nuts. And that was like the very end. And now that guy is Justin Bieber's pastor.
Crazy.
Think about that. Think about the rise that guy's had. Where he went from a high school gymnasium to being Justin Bieber's pastor. I mean,
that's like that's an ultimate scam artist.
Yeah,
you just got to find,
yeah,
better targets.
We got to have, can we just read this guy's self-help?
Yeah.
Yeah. 20 yeah. million Insta followers. He knows the algorithm.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. We almost ran away from the mics.
Get him on
almost,
the fucking
get
him, pod.
It was almost fire leading away from these mics is how fast we were running away from it to find this man.
Well, Tucker, do you want to plug anything before we head out?
Oh, absolutely not. I got nothing going on.
Well, what about your, what's your Instagram at least? I'm sure.
At Tucker Brookshire on Insta. Also, I'll be in Nebraska this weekend. I don't know when this is coming out, but you know, you're from the Dakotas. Okay, never mind. This will come out next Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, follow me on Insta. That's where it all goes down now. And you know, I'm really leaning into the social media. So at Tucker Brookshire.
Yeah, he's got great clips.
Yep, it's time to play the game.
And while you're online, subscribe to the goddamn Patreon.
Yes!
Amen.
$3.
Give these boys $3 for the love of God.
Yeah. .patreon.com/FUDAD. Check out our Patreon. We have bonus episodes, merch, and for $100 a month, we'll come to you
and
interview you about your dad.
We'll interview your dad. We don't give a fuck. We'll
yeah.
fly wherever. We'll fly in like assassins. Who cares?
Honestly.
I'll take a Greyhound to your dad's house.
We'll go to a trailer park.
Yeah. Whatever's going on.
We'll do whippets with you.
Yeah, we'll do whippets for you for free.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then we'll do, I mean, shit, hit me up. Call me on my Instagram.
The other side of Patreon.
The other side of Patreon. Get that $3 Patreon, it goes down there. And then while you're at it, fucking go to Lincoln Lodge. Got great shows here.
Absolutely
every week.
Every night
of the week. What the fuck are you doing? So
amen.
Get out of here.
Give these boys some money. Come on. That's support.
That's what we're trying to do.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching. Thanks, Tucker.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, fellas.
Hey, guys. You just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.